Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the church? The church are the called together ones. In 1 Corinthians 1, you see this. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are what? Sanctified, that means set apart, in Christ Jesus. What else? Called to be saints. Actually, the words to be are added. They're not there. It just called saints. Called out ones, separated ones. Saints are holy ones. And people have had aversion to being referred to as a saint. Or else they believe that if somebody had an extraordinary enough life, they might be able to pronounce a saint after death. Unscriptural. Yes, I said unscriptural. Yes. Unbiblical. Yes. I'm sorry, but it is. And none of us become holy ones by our efforts and our works. But we have been made holy by the blood of the Lamb. And if we'll answer the call and have faith in Him, we are already in this life right now called out ones, sanctified, holy ones. We are saints now. Forget about how you feel or how you've acted. It's not based on that. You could never act good enough to merit being a saint. We use these words wrongly, don't we? People talk about so-and-so that was so nice and so wonderful and did so many things. They said, yeah, they're a saint. Well, somebody that got saved last week from being an alcohol and drug addict and prostitute all their life are a saint too. Amen. Just as much a saint as them. Because your sainthood is not based on your works. It's based on Jesus who sanctifies you, His blood that makes you holy. And it's not you're going to be maybe if you work hard enough. No, you are. These letters are written to the saints. Saint. So we got saints among us right now. Huh? Look around. Saint Kim. Huh? Saint Mo and Saint Rick. Right here on the front. You got saints in front of you? Saints behind you? To the left and to the right? Yeah. Some folks don't like that. Well, that's your religious tradition that you've been immersed in all your life, and it's not in the Bible. You are a saint. And it's not based on what you have done or ever will do. It's based on what Jesus has already done. And all that are in the church are saints. Sanctified and made holy by Him. Do you see this now? Verse 2, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. Are we a church and part of the church? Then we are also of them that are sanctified. Not going to be. Huh? Are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called. Somebody says, well, to be. To be is not there. It's the reason why it's in italics. We are sanctified in Christ Jesus, and we are called saints. With all, are there other saints? Yeah, with all what? All the saints that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Isn't that the foundation that the church is built on? Isn't that the rock? Huh? The Christ? Our Lord? Ours and theirs? Hallelujah. I believe God is very interested in removing dividers. Can you sense this? God doesn't see in the earth all his different churches and all his different denominations. You're either in the church or you're lost. And the church is not any denomination or any organization. The church are those who have answered the call. Those who by their faith are sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Can you get this now? Thanks be unto God. Hold your place there. We're not through here. And go to Hebrews 12. This is helping somebody today. Somebody says, well, that's different than how I've believed. Okay, but why have you believed what you believed? Where did you get that? Well, I've believed it for a long, long time. That doesn't make it true. Well, mom and daddy believed it, and their mom, that don't make it true either. Does it? Where did you get it? I know when I first went to Bible school, I wasn't there but just a few weeks, and I'm hearing some things that are strange and new to my ears, a little bit different from the church I came out of. And your first response to that is, I don't know about that. That's not how we believe. You ever been there? Not how we believe. And the Lord challenged me. He spoke to my heart. I don't mean heard a voice, but he spoke to my heart. He said, examine everything you believe. Why do you believe it? Everything you realize, I believe this, immediately ask this question, why? And there's only one sufficient basis. Where is it in the Bible? Where is it in the scriptures? You can't find it, you got no business believing it. I don't care how many generations of your family believed it. If you can't find it in the Bible, you got no business believing. You say, well, I got a right to believe whatever I want to. Not if Jesus is your Lord. If he's your Lord, you're to believe what he tells you to believe. And nothing else. Nothing different. And so as time would go on, it would happen. I'd have to remind myself, and the Lord would help me and remind me. Something would come up, and I'd hear it, and I'd think, yeah, I believe that. Yes, I do. Well, the next question is what? Why do you believe that? Okay, so I started searching the scriptures, and I thought, well, I didn't see one right off from the Lord to deal with me. No, find it. Find it or forget it. So I'd get my concordance down, and some things I looked for weeks and couldn't find it. And I thought, now I know we believe this. My grandma believed this, and her grandpa believed this, and we always believe this in the churches. We can. Where's it at? He'd say, where's it at? Did I say it? Where's it at? And couldn't find it. And finally realized I heard some preacher say it. And decided, well, that's true. And it wasn't true. Are you with me now? Examine why you believe what you believe and take no other confirmation except the written word of the Lord. Amen. You can't find it in there, you got no business believing it. Amen. Well, I had a vision. I don't care. I had an experience. I had a dream. I don't care if 100 voice choir of angels comes through the ceiling tomorrow morning at daylight and sings a revelation to you while you see it in video. If it contradicts one scripture, reject it out of hand. I don't care how real it was. Hebrews 12, are you there? 12:22 of Hebrews, you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. Aren't you glad your God is alive? The heavenly Jerusalem, not the earthly one, the heavenly, and to an innumerable company of angels. We've been talking about angels on Friday night. How many has God got? We can't count them. That's a bunch. And we know one angel can go hand to hand with 185,000 men and win. We saw that. And you got at least one assigned to you. God has ordered that angel to take care of you. That is their commission. And they came to church with you and they'll leave with you. And the Bible says they camp out at your house. They encamp round about you. And they're there to deliver you. Mm-mm. He said, verse 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Do you hear these words? See, that's part of the meaning of church, isn't it? Those assembled together, those joined together, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. What church you belong to? Church of the firstborn. What branch is that? That's the only branch. It's the. How many understand? If you're not this, Baptist ain't gonna cut it.
That's right. That's right.
Catholic, Presbyterian, Methodist, huh? Word of Faith, Charismatic. If you're not this, the rest of it doesn't matter. He said, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written, the margin says, enrolled in heaven. There is a membership book. You can't find it on the earth, though, or in any church office or on any church database. Somebody say, you a member of the church? You need to be a member of the church. Yes. Right? Amen. And if you are, your name is on the record.
God.
Your name is on the enrollment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The roster of the citizenship of heaven. My, my, my. Have you read the book of Revelation?
Yes.
John saw the book. It's a real book. And there's a page where you could find your name. There's a page. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me